The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for listening. You are tuned in to Your Adoption Coach Radio. We are here every week to inspire and educate you all about adoption. And you know, if you've been touched by adoption or you know someone who has been touched by the adoption triad, we would love it if you could share our show with them. You can visit us on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. You can listen to any of the previous broadcasts that we have had, any guests that we've had on the show. There is a full list, and so you can download any of those broadcasts and listen to them. You can also check us out on iTunes by searching Your Adoption Coach Radio or Kelly Ellison. Over the last 2 years, and this Saturday kind of marks our two-year journey. We started this show 2 years ago in 2012. The first show was, I think, June 2nd or June 5th, something like that. The first week in June, and over 450,000 listeners, almost reaching a 500,000 listeners since we started almost 2 years ago. It is a real privilege, and I have to say, I look forward to this every week, being able to bring folks to you to help you keep you up to date on what's happening in the adoption world. And of course, helping you with resources for how to make your dream of adoption come true. You know, one of the things that we talk about a lot is money. We talk about why money is such a big hurdle to completing adoption. We have just had, as a matter of fact, with some of our families that we're working with right now, we're in the middle of a summer boot camp. We just had our first session last night talking about creating a comprehensive plan for their adoption. We understand that money is the biggest hurdle. And oftentimes, that's where a lot of people's dreams of adoption end. That is where we come in. The Adoption Finance Coaching System is here to help you, coach you through a process, and connect you to valuable resources to help you through your journey. Most folks know that adoption has really been a huge joy in my own life with our daughter, who just turned 7. And so we want to help you bring your family together forever. So again, you can check us out at Your Adoption. AdoptionFinanceCoach.com. So last week, Janice Goldwater, founder and executive director of Adoptions Together, joined us. This was a really fascinating interview that we had with Janice. I love what they do. Their website is adoptionstogether.org. That's adoptionstogether.org. They offer comprehensive, passionate, lifelong services for every child, every family, and every step of the way. And they mean that. So I would really encourage you, no matter where you are in the adoption process, they can help you with various different services, comprehensive services that can help you. We encourage you to visit them and learn more about some of the wonderful programs. And we so appreciate Janice being with us. So today, I'm having lots of founders and executive directors on the show lately. Have to thank Judy Lamb, my producer, for going out and finding these wonderful guests for us on our show. So today, we have founder and host of Full Potential Parenting, Allison Morris. Full Potential Parenting offers information and inspiration for parenting with challenging children. Alice, thank you so much. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's just really great. I had an opportunity to look at your website. Now, you're the host of Full Potential Parenting. What is that? Tell us about what that is.
Full Potential Parenting is an internet-based show in which I bring on as guests practitioners, doctors, therapists, and other parents who can share with us different modalities and therapies, approaches, parenting techniques that have been successful in helping them with their children. This can be so many different things, wide range of guests. I've had nutritionists, I've had cranial sacral therapists, folks who do neurofeedback, EMDR, and I can explain some of what these are a little bit later if we want to get into that. And then also parents who have been so helpful and inspirational in sharing their own stories about what they've gone through with their children. Now, not everyone on the show is an adoptive parent, but that has been my own journey, and a number of the parents, and of course most of the therapies and the approaches that we touch on during the show are of course effective for adopted children as well.
Right. And you talk about the fact, and I'm going to get into your specific story, but you talk about the fact that this is for parents with challenging children. So my husband is an exceptional education teacher. You know, that means he's a special education teacher. And so tell us what you mean when you use the term challenging children. I know there's probably a full spectrum of what's underneath that.
Yeah, sure. By this, there's not a firm definition, of course, but this is really for parents who are struggling and mm-hmm. don't understand what they're seeing in their kids, and mm-hmm. they're getting a lot of differing advice, maybe from their parents, from their neighbors, from their teachers, and are really lost and don't know where to go. And their children may have received one or more of any number of different diagnoses. They might be on the autism spectrum. They might have gotten an ADHD diagnosis. They may fear their child has reactive attachment disorder. They may have sensory processing issues. They may worry that they've got fetal alcohol spectrum disorder somewhere on there. So just a wide range. And then, of course, other attachment or developmental trauma issues that are so prevalent for so many adopted children.
Right. And I can say, I will add to this that not so much in domestic adoption, I think, because domestic adoption, it's more prevalent now to have an open adoption. So you might have that history. So you might have an understanding maybe of the birth parents. But especially do you find this is prevalent in international adoption because of the attachment issue, because of the institutionalization of the children, and then also because of this big, if I may, this big blank. I mean, my daughter is from China. She had, when we first received her and brought her into our family, a lot of different allergies and those kinds of things. In kind of the same vein, we didn't know where to go to find the basic information for her because we didn't have her background. Do you find that plays a lot into the work that you're doing with adoptive parents?
Yeah, I think the lack of medical history can certainly play mm-hmm. a role, although I will say I think just the fact of adoption itself and the attachment challenges it brings, and maybe even more importantly, the fact that children who have been placed for adoption probably were born under stress. Their birth mothers were likely under stress while they were in the womb, and we now know so much about what role stress can play in the development of the fetus's brain, and then later on as well. And so that, I think, actually probably plays a bigger role than maybe even, say, the genetic history, because, of course, now we know so much more about epigenetics, which suggests that environment plays a much larger role in our health than our genes, or at least plays as significant a role.
That's so interesting. Yeah. I appreciate you bringing that up because it's not something that I would think about, and I'm sure a lot of people don't think about that either. And I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself because I really don't want to miss your story. So on your website, you are a single adoptive mom. You refer to yourself as Trauma Mama, which I thought was amusing. I know our listeners would love to hear about your own adoption story.
Well, as you said, I decided to become a mom on my own, and after considering options, decided to go through the process in Guatemala, in part because at the time, the children were able to come home at relatively early ages, some as early as 4 months old. Mm-hmm. In my case, my son was home with me at 6 months old. But one of the things that I knew was that he wasn't an orphanage as opposed to in foster care, and so he had had, I would guess upwards of 20 different caregivers during this almost 6 month period he was there, because of course shifts, and he was in a different room. I actually went down to visit him twice. But that also meant that I left him twice before I brought him home to live with me permanently. And, you know, I thought I was a pretty well-prepared adoptive mom. I had done a lot of reading. I knew about attachment issues. I thought I was prepared for a lot of cultural, the fact that he's of a different culture than I am. We have different colored skin. We're an obvious adoptive, family. And yet, I was still taken by surprise when I started noticing some issues when he was about 2.5, and that for us manifested a lot in sort of irritation and anger on his part toward me. And boy, he had been such an easy baby that I thought I was so great at this mom thing. And I think I got a little smug about it, frankly, and it really threw me when we started to have issues. And it triggered in me a lot of anger and irritation that I didn't know I had in me. And we had a really tough couple of years before I recognized that what I was seeing really was probably not just attachment, but trauma, and what that can do, of course, is affects the developing nervous system in our children, and among other things, can make them really hypervigilant, so they are always on the lookout for danger because their little brains have been primed because their basic needs weren't taken care of when they were very, very young. So they learn that they can't trust other people. They can't trust their caregivers. They can't trust adults. Makes them very controlling. It can make them very defiant, belligerent. And, of course, those aren't very pleasant people to live with on the whole.
That's true. That's true.
And, so it was a real challenge. It was a huge relief when I finally realized at least the basics of what was going on.
Right.
And I give credit entirely to that, to a number of listservs that I belong to with other adoptive families who, posted recommendations and led me to some resources.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, but from the time that, and we've got about 30 seconds here, but from the time that you got your son at 6 months old and you realized that, this was going on, what was that time period, do you think?
It was another 3.5 years, probably. About 4 before I kind of got it.
Yeah.
And even that was just the beginning of getting it.
Right. Well, I'm excited to talk with you about this, Allison, and I'm also just excited to bring this resource and information to our listeners. Again, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio, and to get information about Allison and her information for Full Potential Parenting, the website is full-potential-parenting.com. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ask Ask the Experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Holly & Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only, social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at hawley&associates.com. Pure religion is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And thanks for staying with us. We are back. We're back with Allison Morris, who is the founder and host of Full Potential Parenting, offering information and inspiration for parents with challenging children. Her website, as I said before, is full-potential-parenting.com. So we're learning about Allison's journey and how she began to create this company. I do want to do, before we step into this next segment, a call out to our sponsors, Beacon House Adoptions, America's Christian Credit Union, Holly & Associates, and Embraced by Grace. If you're interested in connecting and sponsoring our show, it's a very affordable way to connect with adoptive parents, professionals, and others who are touched by the adoption triad. You can go to our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com for more information. So we're back. Allison, you are telling us a very touching story about your son. Can I ask his name?
His name is Julian.
Julian. Okay. So Julian arrived in your life when he was 6 months old. And how old is he now? Can we get an update how he's doing?
He just turned 9 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And he's already looking forward to turning 10.
Yes, I understand.
And we have both come a very, very long way. And one of the things I really want to emphasize is how much this is a family journey. So this was not merely, although initially I thought this was about how can I help my son, but it has clearly become a much more inclusive family journey. This has been something that has opened my eyes up to an enormous number of things that I never, ever would have encountered before. So it's quite clear to me that we're in each other's lives to help us both grow.
Yes, and but also to help others grow. I mean, I have to tell you, obviously, similarities. I see these similarities quite often, certainly by virtue of just doing this radio show. But how many folks like yourself, like me, who have been touched by adoption in a very, very personal way? Mine was through financing, through helping. Now, of course, what I do is help families to create a comprehensive financial plan for their adoption, combined with my 25 years of fundraising experience. So, you know, yours, obviously, through your experience with Julian at 6 months, and then having all of this revealed to you, and then obviously creating an amazing company and full of resources for other parents. So tell us kind of about that journey for you. When did it become apparent for you? When did you start Full Potential Parenting, and when did it become apparent to you that this was going to be a life path for you?
Well, the idea for the show came to me about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. I started the show, we just had our 1 year anniversary on May 15th.
Congratulations.
So, but it was about the previous fall, I had been listening to some other internet sort of radio shows, so to speak, kind of just like yours.
Yep.
you know, had on different guests every week, and I just had this aha moment and said, oh my gosh, I should do this.
Yeah.
I have been researching so many different things, and this is crazy because it's so hard to find information about all of this, and there is no reason it should be so hard for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, I sat down and I made a list within 5 minutes of about 50 people who I knew I wanted to have on as a guest. And I think I've had most of them on already, and I knew most of them because I'd worked with them already. And it became very clear that it was something I really, really wanted to do. I have so enjoyed doing it, and it's been very gratifying to know that it has been very helpful for a lot of other parents out there who otherwise struggle. You know, you don't know what to search for on Google.
Right.
you know, what terms do you use? Because it's different for adoptive kids than your sort of just traditional parenting advice, some of which can be very helpful, but frankly, much of which doesn't work for our kids. And they have a different background. They have different neurology, frankly.
Uh-huh.
And you have to learn first that that stuff doesn't work, and then you have to figure out what does work, and then you have to figure out how to make that the parenting techniques and the therapies that do work, how do you actually implement them? And how do you decide which ones are right for your child?
Right.
It's all so complicated.
Yes, I can only imagine how complicated it must be. So when you started out, did you start out with this idea that you would do information and resources for parents with challenging children who were adopted? But now don't you provide these resources to all parents? It's kind of a...
It was never exclusively for adoptive parents, but I knew that was a large segment of the community. But there are other biological children out there who also suffer from some of these same issues because of, you know, all sorts of reasons. They have different immune problems, or, you know, there's such an onslaught of kind of assaults on our children these days from so many different avenues that, you know, so many of them are suffering. For instance, in the autism community, that doesn't actually appear to be a problem so much within the adoptive community, but is still such a huge issue that a lot of the folks that I speak with also work a lot with kids on the spectrum.
And so what do you find? Are there certain challenges that you find kind of bubble to the top for your parents? Are there some themes here? Can you put it in that kind of a, in those kind of buckets? Could you do that? Is there kind of a theme for what parents are dealing with now with their kids, specifically adopted kids?
I think how to parent our children is probably the biggest challenge for the adoptive parents, because they see a lot of behaviors in their kids that they don't understand, and they just don't know what to do. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't understand where it's coming from, because it can feel very personal. It can manifest as aggression, and so people feel physically endangered by the children, and that, of course, is just very scary and serious. And then it's emotionally draining, of course, because so many parents feel alone. That makes them feel like lousy parents. They try all the techniques that other people say work for them, or they see other families whose children are compliant and happy-go-lucky and seemingly the perfect family, and it just isn't true for them. And it's very that's disturbing, and it makes people also very sad, because of course it's not the parenting journey that they were hoping for when they started on this journey.
Right, and I know sort of related, but you know, we all heard the big article about the rehoming. We've all heard stories that the media loves to bring out about, you know, this didn't work and they were uncontrollable children and those kinds of things. You know, the reality is, I think you would agree, that sometimes it just doesn't work out. But also, the other part of this is that it can be very hard. It requires fortitude. It requires people to go out and seek out other resources and other access to specialists and those types of things that can help us with our families. It can be extremely painful, and I think you're right. Parents can feel very, very much alone. So I understand that the viewers can access your website and listen by phone or by webcast to the interviews. Are these no charge? Are these just available to any parent that wants to go? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So the way it works is that the interviews are all free. The first three seasons, so that's 27 interviews, are available. They're sort of archived on my website. Now, people do need to sign up. They need to register to receive a password for that page, and also to receive the links to listen into the shows every week. And right now, the shows are available for about 72 hours. I usually host the interviews on Mondays, and then they're up until, you know, about Thursday for people to listen to. And in part, I changed that because I find if there isn't an urgency for people to listen to it, they don't actually get around to doing it.
That's so true, right?
Yeah. So, but there are, you know, it's a huge library of really, really great interviews that are available on the website.
Okay. So they can go to the website. And do you have a searching tool? Is there a way that folks, if they're looking for a specific interview, are all the podcasts or interviews listed?
They're all listed. And, you know, now that you mention it, it occurs to me that I do not have a search bar, because I didn't used to need one, but it's probably a really good thing to add. So
now you have all these shows.
We'll go about adding that feature. But they're all listed. Right now they're listed just chronologically. And at some point, I'll probably do it by sort of category, because they do tend to fall into some different categories. You know, I've done a number of interviews on nutrition issues and gut and immune functioning. There are some on energy modalities. There have been some on what I would call more developmental or structural ones. Done interviews on essential oils, cranial sacral therapy, all sorts of things that a lot of people probably have never heard of, and yet have achieved really, really fabulous results for a lot of children.
Right. And I know that we're going to get into that in the next segment, in terms of some alternative ways that you can work with children and alternative methods that you can use that are available to you. What a wonderful resource. So we're going to take a short break, and you're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio, where each week the shows and links and resources mentioned in this week's show can be found at our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. We're also there to give you great fundraising ideas, step-by-step plans to help you complete your dream of adoption. We provide our resources through our affiliate agencies who use our adoption finance coaching system. Those agencies are A Step Ahead Adoption, EACI, Beacon House, Adoption, Adoption and Beyond, and our newest agency, A Baby Step Adoption. So do stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
We are visiting with Allison Morrison, who is here with us today with who is the founder of Full Potential Parenting. You can find out more information about Allison and her work at full-potential-parenting.com. That's full-potential-parenting.com. Lots and lots of ways that you can access some of her podcasts or some of her shows that she has done on Full Potential Parenting about various different issues, alternative issues that are helping parents with challenging children, information and resources for you on that website. So we are back, and Allison, I recognize that parents and caregivers everywhere, you know, really experience stress, mainly stress. You talked about stress in the womb. That's so true. We're really understanding, I think, for the first time about stress, aren't we?
Oh, it's such a huge problem. And of
it's
course,
huge.
It affects our health in so many ways as well, and just can really, really drain us over time.
Right, right. And so even for those, so just on a normal level, we're all dealing with stress. And I'm one of those kind of parents that I get real unhappy when I learn that my daughter only has 20 minutes to eat her lunch. You know, that kind of stuff that just kind of makes me crazy, because we build it into our lives. We voluntarily build it into our lives, I think, in ways that we don't necessarily understand. But even if you're in it, you know, even if you're living a normal life and you're not dealing with a challenging child, you know, this can be an issue. But one of the things, and I share this with you, EFT, if you don't know what EFT is, it's emotional freedom technique. And I'm very familiar with this. I use this myself pretty much on a daily basis. I was introduced to this by Nick Ortner. Many people know about Nick's book, The Tapping Solution. Give him a little plug here. So it's also promoted on your website and offers a lot of solutions to stress, which is something that's cool. So tell our listeners, I'm going to let you do it because you're going to do a lot better job than me. Tell our listeners about EFT. What is it?
Sure. So EFT, as you said, is emotional freedom techniques, and it's called that really because it is designed to free you from negative emotions. It has been called acupuncture without the needles, and it's called that because it relies a lot on the same parts, the spots on their bodies that acupuncturists would place needles into. And these are the endpoints of meridians that are energy systems that run through our body like rivers. And EFT is also known as tapping. You mentioned the tapping solution, and it's called that because you take your fingers and you actually tap on these specific acupressure points on your head, your face, and your upper body, which means that it looks a little odd. But once you get over that and you feel how much better you feel after you've done some tapping, then people don't worry so much about how they look when they're doing it.
That's very true. And so when you work with this, do you you have a couple of webinars or a couple of interviews that you've done around EFT on your show?
I do. There's a couple of those in the archives. There's one just generally about using EFT, and there's another one that is about what's called surrogate EFT, which is when you tap on yourself on behalf of someone else, and particularly on behalf of our kids. And then I'm actually right in the middle of an online class that I'm teaching to some parents to give them a little bit more guidance about how they can use tapping to help them reduce their stress, reduce their overwhelm, to help them release some of the negative the memories associated with some really bad parenting moments, and also to try to free them from a lot of limiting beliefs that we all have. You know, it can be really, really hard to hold the truth that you are a worthwhile person when you're faced with a really angry child on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, that's so important. And I really want to know more about the surrogate EFT because and what I understand that how you describe that is this is tapping on behalf of your child as an example, right? Or tapping on behalf of someone else. So tell me a little bit more about that. I'm really interested in that.
Yeah, so it's a sort of a strange concept, except that it is completely explainable, really, at a quantum physics level. But not to get into that too much, if you sort of assume that it works, that at some level we are all connected energetically. The idea is that you set an intention to help someone else, and that you, so there are numerous stories of people tapping for babies on planes or tantruming children in restaurants and kids who are scared to go to sleep because of monsters under their beds, you know, all sorts of things, or just kids who have normal upsets, or they're worried about striking out at the next, you know, baseball game. So as a parent, of course you want to help your child, and so you can tap on yourself on behalf of your child. The issue, however, can be that if you are too invested as a parent in a particular outcome, like if you really, really, really want your kid to go to sleep and you're furiously tapping on yourself to try to
this will not work.
That outcome, that can interfere with the effectiveness of it when you do it surrogately.
Yes, yes.
And so my thought is actually, and I want to do a class on this. I've done some sort of trial runs of this, is to get groups of parents together to tap for each other's children. Because I'm not invested in your child, and you're not invested in mine.
I love that,
other than to wish them well. But
yes.
We don't have that same deep connection.
Right, right.
And tapping in a group is also an extraordinarily powerful thing and produces in many ways better results than tapping just on your own.
Oh, I love that. You're giving me a lot of new information today. And I will say this to you, it is my elementary understanding, okay? This is just kind of what I've derived from it that I think is so exciting about the concept of tapping. And that is that it actually changes the neural pathways of your brain. Correct?
Yeah, it's really kind of neat stuff. They've done a number of studies. And in fact, I believe the American Psychological Association now recognizes EFT as what they call a clinically or evidence-based process. I may have the terms wrong, but that there have been enough clinical trials comparing EFT's efficacy to something like talk therapy or other types of therapy that they know it's effective. And it's been used a lot for trauma victims. So returning vets, victims in like Newtown, Connecticut, Civil War in Guatemala, in Rwanda. So some really, really, really serious stuff has been addressed very, very effectively with EFT.
Yes, yes. And I would, the question then that I would ask you about EFT, and my daughter, My daughter sees my husband and I do this a lot around the house. And even so, to the point now, and I've shared with you that she's 7, but she will say something like, mommy, are you tapping? Or mommy, do you want to tap on that? Or mommy, can we, you know, now we have not taught her to do tapping yet, but she has seen us do tapping. And so my question to you is the obvious, how old can a child be? I mean, I would think that this could be very, very beneficial for a child that might have ADD or a child that might have, you know, a special circumstance, not only for the parent that's dealing with that child, but obviously for the child. How old can they be?
Oh, absolutely.
When they can,
you know,
kind of embrace this?
As young, you know, if they're interested in it, mm-hmm. you know, teach them. And you just, it would be a little different, right? So you just tell them that they've got magic fingers.
Or that they can touch these
like magic spots on their body, and we don't need to go into the whole process of it, but you know there's a certain protocol that you go through, but you'd modify it a little so that your child could just say like, I'm a really great kid, for sort of the affirmation part of that. And so it's absolutely. And if your child is expressing interest in it, by all means, I would teach her how to do it. There are schools where entire classrooms of children tap. And I tell you, everybody's test scores would go through the roof if people would learn how to tap before tests.
That is amazing.
You know, calm anxiety.
Right, right. And, you know, obviously, when we talk about adoptive children, again, not knowing what that history is, not knowing what that trauma was, I feel like the real value and the benefit is that even for me, I don't really need to know. I don't need to know that before the dentist, I'm a nervous wreck and I'm hyperventilating. You know, I can probably sit and figure out what the problem was and why I feel that way and all of that. But what is wonderful for me about tapping is that I can just tap. I can just tap through what I'm feeling in terms of my emotions and shift that understanding. So it's less about diving deep into the whys and the what fors and more about shifting that moment and changing your response to that is what I, at least personally, what I believe is the real value of tapping. And I can see that being a wonderful tool for adoptive families or even their children.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Well, so for some more information, I understand you've got a surrogate EFT that we can access on your website at full-potential-parenting.com, right? So there's surrogate EFT, and then are there other EFT interviews that you can share with us on your site?
Yes, there's quite a bit of information about it on there.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So I would really highly recommend that if you have not explored this option, that it is something that is completely fascinating. And admittedly, you know, depending upon where you come from and what your belief system is, you kind of have to suspend some things. but the point is that if you really do allow it to work, it definitely will work for you. And I'm just a walking commercial about EFT these days.
No, that's
totally
great.
Totally. So we've got about another minute, and I want to jump into this, and we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about this before. But last year you hosted the Healing Our Children 2014 World Summit. Was it 2014? Was it this year?
It was.
You have that date right?
Okay. This year.
Okay. So earlier this year you did. And so tell us about what that was. I have about, if you can just kind of tee it up and then we'll bring you back to it.
Sure. This was just a kind of compressed version of the show. So I had 15 different speakers and aired a couple interviews a day over the course of 1 week. And this was a group of really high profile national experts in all sorts of different things. It was a really, really fabulous week.
Oh, that is great. And are you going to do it again? Was it successful?
I certainly hope so. I've already got plans. I'm already noting down people I would love to have back and other folks I would love to try to bring on.
Okay. That sounds really great. Well, good. Well, again, I am with Allison Morris, who is the founder and the founder and host of Full Potential Parenting, and her website is full-potential-parenting.com. So glad to have you with us talking about one of my favorite topics, EFT, but also providing wonderful resources, inspiration, and information for parents with challenging children. Whether they are adopted or they are your biological children, parents with challenging children. And so a wonderful resource for everyone. Before we take a break, we want to give a call out to our sponsors, America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, Embraced by Grace, and Holly and Associates. Go to our webpage on voiceamerica.com and click on their banners. Check out these services from folks. They are who make this show possible, providing you with lots of information. Check them out on our website at Your Adoption Finance Coach or voiceamerica.com. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, Your Adoption Coach Radio. We'll be right back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet. Your nonprofit is unique. It's because of your passion and commitment to making the world a better place. At Holly & Associates, we share in your passion by providing specialized insurance products to adoption agencies around the world. Like you, we do one thing and one thing only: social service. Our knowledge of adoption is what sets us apart from the rest. We are dedicated to protecting your organization with the right insurance coverage at the most affordable price. Call us today at 1-800-914-9135 or at hawleyandassociates.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA. The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Thanks so much for staying with us. We're in the final segment with Allison Morris, who is the founder of Full Potential Parenting, the website being full-potential-parenting.com. On this website, you can find offerings for information and inspiration for parents with challenging children. Their website offers webcasts on various different topics related to children with challenges such as sensory processing disorder. There are a number of ADD. There are a number of things that they offer support for. It's all about helping you and your child reach your full potential. So Alice has been so great to share with us her story of her son, Julian, who is now 9, but through her experience of bringing Julian home from Guatemala, she began to develop this program. And so it's really wonderful to see that. And loved, if you don't know anything about EFT or tapping, you can go on her website and find out more about some of the tapping interviews that she's done. Love that whole idea of the surrogate tapping is really great. So we're back, and I just wanted to ask Allison there, you know, I deal with adoptive parents all the time, prospective adoptive parents that are in the process. What's kind of some of the advice that you might give a newly adoptive child or a newly adoptive parent? They're facing issues. So they've got their child, their home from an international adoption, or their home from a domestic adoption, or even foster care. I can see where this would be a real applicable for foster to adopt. So what's any advice that you might give us?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I guess the first thing would be to trust your gut and start early. Mm-hmm. So I think too many pediatricians have simply not received the training that allows them to identify a lot of what our kids are going through. And too many adoptive parents receive the wait and see, wait and see, wait and see, or it's normal, or he's just a little rambunctious, or, you know, a lot of information that really is meant well but is not terribly helpful. The sooner mm-hmm. you can start, almost assuredly, the easier it is to take care of whatever problem mm-hmm. you're facing. And, you know, the tagline for my summit in February was, because your child's diagnosis is not his destiny. There are so many options, so many resources for helping our children. And it pains me to see children and families who just continue to struggle because they don't know what they can do to help. And, oh my gosh, the stories of recovery that I have heard over the years on a number of listservs that I belong to, and I can provide some recommendations, they're phenomenal, and they're so inspiring. And it doesn't mean that there aren't a number of other families who are still struggling, and certainly our journey is not over. But, oh my goodness, the advances, the gains, the steps forward, you know, so much is possible.
Right.
So I guess I would urge people to look for information often. And if something doesn't seem right, it's not right. And
right.
Trust yourself.
Well, you're so right. So often we will acquiesce to the professional in the room, won't we? You know, whoever that is. So we're, you know, the pediatrician that's in the room that's telling you, oh, don't worry about this, they're going to grow out of it. And if you feel ultimately that that is not the right call or right information that applies to your child, I think Allison is right. You just kind of have to continue to move on and peel that back and just get more information. So you mentioned listservs that you would recommend. Anything that you would recommend right out of the gate in terms of what served you?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a website or a listserv called Daily Parenting Reflections. It's a Yahoo group, mm-hmm. and it is devoted to the implementation of the work by Heather Forbes and Brian Post, which is based on initially a book that was called Beyond Consequences, Logic, and Control. Mm. I know that's a lot of information there. But that mm-hmm. is a form of therapeutic, love-based parenting, connection, relationship-based parenting that is truly transformational.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
But as people are fond of saying, it's simple but not easy. So it's a wonderful group of parents who provide an enormous amount of support and advice, and it's been a lifeline for me and many, many others. The other group I would highly recommend This is a group called, again, another Yahoo group called NeuroConnections, all one word.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it is devoted to primarily a set of therapies, one of which is called neurological reorganization, also neurofeedback, and other biomedical interventions, so cleaning up diets, removing chemicals, reducing the toxic load our children's little immune systems and their guts are subjected to.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge group of fabulous, informed, smart, savvy, compassionate parents.
Right.
And
that's
have
great.
Been,
that's
again, such a lifeline.
Yeah, wonderful. So I presume that you can find some of these on your website, and I'll repeat them again. Listservs that Allison would recommend, daily parenting reflections on a Yahoo listserv, and then another Yahoo listserv would be Neuro Connections. And we've just so enjoyed being with you or having you with us today, Allison. Again, you can find out more information about this important work at full-potential-parenting.com, offering information and inspiration for parents with challenging children. Thank you for being with us. And before we go, we're going to read our financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union. Today's financial tip is to get a card that's accepted worldwide. That's a credit card. In some cases, if you are planning to travel, it's a good idea to notify your financial institution that you're going to be using your credit card in other states or countries. Some banks automatically block cards used in places not normally frequented as an attempt to curb fraudulent activity. So something to keep in mind, America's Christian Credit Union is here to provide financial resources to Christians, including adoption loans. They also have an adoption visa. So a wonderful group of people over there. If you want to visit them, you can go to americaschristiancu.com. That's americaschristiancu.com. I want to thank you again, Allison, for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, what a great show. If you like the show, if you have a suggestion or a story you'd like to share with us, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com or my host webpage at voiceamerica.com. Thanks again for tuning in. Please tune in again next week, same time, same place. In the meantime, have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.